Paragraph Yud Aleph. Ube'inyan pigam ha-mishpot tzrichin ledaber harbe. Rav Nosenthal says, regarding this topic of pigam ha-mishpot, we have to really elaborate on this. Ki adoyneinu moren v'rabbeinu zal diber b'kotshoi b'derech klal. Because Rabbeinu Zal spoke in general terms. Shepigam ha-mishpot wal yidei dayonim shema'afsin ha-mishpot. He spoke about one form of pigam ha-mishpot, which is when judges mess up their justice. They don't give forth real justice. They take graft and they show favoritism to different people, etc. Aval bevadai gam kol odom tzorech lizoher shaloi livgoin bemishpot. Aval pi she'enoi dayin v'shoifet. But obviously, Rav Nosenthal says, this definitely applies to each and every single person. Even if he's not a judge, he still has to be careful to see to it not to mess up mishpat. Ki ma'oid tzrichen lizor b'tikin ha-mishpat b'kamo b'chinois. A Jew has to be especially careful regarding tikin ha-mishpat in several different areas. Ho'echod, number one, sheloi la'aves ha-mishpat neged chaveroi b'masu matin. Not to do anything crooked, not to perform any injustice towards your fellow Jew, not to touch anyone else's money illegally without justification. Because most definitely, when a Jew does anything wrong against another Jew regarding money, that's definitely a form of pigam ha-mishpot. Person borrows money and doesn't return it. Or doesn't call up at least to say, I apologize, I know I'm supposed to deliver the money to you tomorrow, I don't have it. Could I please have an extension of a week? I need 2 more weeks, you know, whatever. Ki roitze likach momoin chaveroi shaloi b'mishpot. Because the person wants to take his fellow Jew's money without justice. Bebchinas oise oisher v'loi b'mishpot. There's a pasuk. Creating wealth without justice. That's building on somebody else's, taking it out of somebody else's pocket. That's building on somebody else's loss, chas v'shalom. Uksiv, and as the pasuk says, lo yisasu ovel b'mishpot, b'mido, b'mishkol, b'mesura. Don't do any injustices with measurements and weights. Kamo yishom razal, as the Gemara says, malameid, shekol ha-meshaker b'midois, ke'ilo mekalkel esadin. That a person who lies when it comes to weights and measurements, he tells somebody else, I'm selling you this thing, and it's good, this battery, and it's good for 3,000 hours. And he knows full and well that the battery isn't good for 300 hours. That's kilkul ha-mishpot. That's mekalkel ha-din. V'nikro sheketz v'toyeva. Hashem calls that person disgusting, despicable. Alkein tzorech kol odom lizoher ma'oid la'asos masu matan be'emuna. Therefore, every Jew has to be careful to conduct business in a trustworthy manner. And to be careful not to touch anyone else's money without justification, without proper justice. Because when a Jew chas v'shalom is poigem in mishpot, milvat goydel ha'ovoin, besides the fact that that in itself is a major sin, shenikra meshukotz v'toyeva, the Torah calls him despicable and disgusting. Kemuva b'pirush Rashi al posuk loisas ovel, as Rashi HaKadosh points out on the posuk we just quoted before, gam al yidei ovoin ze mezgaber taivas niyuf chas v'shalom. This sin, pigam ha-mishpot, also activates niyuf, rachmolson, taivas niyuf. Shebo al yidei pigam ha-mishpot kanal, which is turned on, which is activated when there's pigam ha-mishpot. And we know that niyuf, pigam ha-bris, everything bad is connected to that. This is why we find by the generation of the flood, it says, ki hishchis kol boser es darkei al oretz. The Torah says that they were involved in pigam ha-bris. Hashchoso, mushchos, refers to pigam ha-bris. And uchsiv, there's another pasuk that says, that the world was full of robbery, thievery, V'dor Shrazal, and the Gemara says over there, Lo Nigmar Dinon El Ala Gezel, that what sealed their fate was the stealing, the improper conduct in money matters. Kiho Behotalia, because these two go together. They're connected. Al Yidei Gezel Shubichenes Pegama Mishpot Kanal, Aideze His Gaber Beyoiser Pegama Bris. When they're stealing, when there's Pegama Mishpot, that turns on Pegama Bris. Vaideze Nigmar Dinam. And then their fate was sealed. When there are these two strikes against them, that's it. Okay, so Rav Nosson Zal discussed one major area of Pegama Mishpot that applies to all of us. Another area of mishpat, judging your fellow Jew. A Jew has to be super careful not to judge another person in a negative way. That's also a form of pegama mishpat. As Rabbeinu Zal says at the end of chapter 1 in the second half of Likut Imran, the Torah Tikkun Memshala, Shekishiyoshev ledaber bechaveroi, ki'ilu roitzelasis yoim hadin, lishpoites chaveroi. That when a Jew is sitting and discussing somebody else, that Jew is sitting and making Rosh Hashanah. He's sitting on his throne, on his chair, and he's performing justice. He's trying to judge somebody else. That Jew is activating yoim hadin, midas hadin, judgment. And a Jew has to be extremely careful not to mess up mishpat. Because only Hashem is qualified to make Rosh Hashanah. Only Hashem is qualified to judge. Hashem and the true tzaddik, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there. Whereas a regular Jew is forbidden 100% to judge his fellow Jew. Because the Gemara says, don't judge another person until you're in the exact same position as them. You can't judge somebody unless you can put yourself exactly in that person's shoes, exactly in that person's circumstances. And that's something which just about nobody is able to do other than Hashem and the greatest of tzaddikim. Ve'ikar tikkun ha-mishpat b'chol adam. Oh, so that was two. We covered two forms of mishpat so far that apply to all of us. Money matters and judging another Jew. But now Rav Nosson Zal says, now I'm going to give you the whipped cream and the cherry on top. Now I'm going to give you the main one. Ve'ikar tikkun ha-mishpat b'chol adam. The main tikkun ha-mishpat that applies to every single Jew is not to dare judge Hashem. Not to dare, chas v'shalom, think bad thoughts about Hashem's judgment, chas v'shalom. To think that Hashem doesn't know what he's doing, or Hashem is misjudging me or something else. Leida ulahamin tomid ki tzadik Hashem v'yoshar mishpotov. For a Jew to always know and believe that Hashem is 100% righteous and correct in all his justice. V'chol ma shoiv roleinu akoyla tovosa, and everything we're going through is for our benefit. Ki mi shemaharir chas v'shalom eze hirhur al mishpotov udrochav yisborach, because a person who chas v'shalom has any bad thought about Hashem, about Hashem's justice, ze ikar pegam hamishpat. That's the essence of pegam hamishpat. Ukemuvan sham besoif hatoyranal besoif ois tesvov. As Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, at the end of Torah Hein Likut Imran Tanin, that this whole halacha is based on, at the end of paragraph 15, beinyan hasogas darkei Hashem hanelomim, about trying to understand Hashem's hidden ways. Shehim bechinas tzadik v'toivloi, tzadik v'raloi, rosha v'toivloi, rosha v'raloi, to understand why sometimes we see tzadikim who have it good, and sometimes we see tzadikim who have it very bad, and sometimes we see rishoim who have it great in this world, and we see rishoim chas v'shalom who have it the other way. Shemavoy rishoim, Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, shemi shezoiche lahasig zois, that a Jew who is zoiche to understand this completely, ze bechinas tikkun hamishpat, that's perfection of mishpat. עין שם, look over there in Likutei Moran. ואף על פי שאין זויכן להסוג הזויס, and even if a person is not זויכן to understand Hashem's justice, אף על פי כן צריכן על כל פונם לזחזק באמונה, להאמין באמונה שלמה, כי צדק השם בכל דרכו. The person has to fortify himself with אמונה, with faith, to believe באמונה שלמה that Hashem knows what he's doing. Hashem is right. Hashem is 100% just. Hashem is good. Hashem is all good. And everything that he's doing to me, my wife and children, my neighbors, my friends, my enemies, all of Klal Yisrael, all of it is for our good, for our benefit. Toiv Hashem lakol.